This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
This is The Joe Gaither Show on BamaCentral.com.
Good afternoon, Tuscaloosa. Good afternoon, Tuscaloosa, Internet World, West Alabama. How are we doing today on a Tuesday? It's the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central, BamaCentral.com. We're hanging out with you just after Alabama football's practice and the media availability part of the day. So I hope everybody is having a great day. And we apologize for being a little later in the day. We will be a little later in the day tomorrow, as well as it is the fifth of six practice viewings tomorrow. So we just got done with a practice viewing. No, today was five. We'll do six and then one more. I think there's seven total on the sheet that we were given before fall camp. So we were busy this morning and we'll be busy tomorrow. So we're here for an afternoon edition of the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central and BamaCentral.com. You're watching us on the Bama Central YouTube channel, listening to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon. We appreciate everybody checking us out on their favorite podcast platforms. I am here with my man Mason Woods. You can follow Mason at MAWoods_ on the Twitter machine. You can follow myself at JoeGaither6. And so we are here. We're proudly sponsored by Derek Daniel and State Farm Insurance. Call Derek for all of your insurance needs at 205-758-3391. Home, life, auto insurance. I know my man Theo is in the middle of moving from apartment to apartment, and he's going to get great renter's insurance from Derek Daniel. So you're going to call 205-758-3391 for all of your insurance needs. And we appreciate Derek Daniel sponsoring the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. What are we going to do today, Mason Woods? We're going to talk about the coaches poll, even though yesterday I told everybody that the coaches poll doesn't matter. We'll talk about where Alabama is ranked. It's the lowest ranking for the Crimson Tide since 2008, when the Crimson Tide entered the season unranked. So what, does it mean anything? No. Does it mean something? Maybe. We'll talk about where the coaches poll fell yesterday for the Crimson Tide. We will talk about Alabama's offensive and defensive lines just a little bit more today. We'll talk about the running backs. Ryan Grubb gave us a little bit of juice on the running backs today. So we got a lot to talk about from a weekend and a Tuesday day of practice. I know you were out there on Saturday, so I want to get your perspective on the minute and a half that you got to see on Saturday. We want to get that perspective. And then we're going to close with the Alpha, Alexander Lincoln, New Era Wrestling's open weight champion, joins us here towards the back end of the program, because he's going to tell you about a great, great event coming to Tuscaloosa. They're coming. New Era Wrestling is back in Tuscaloosa coming up soon. So we will talk about that when and where and how with the Alpha, Alexander Lincoln, here on the back end of the program. With all that, as I said, follow Mason Woods at MAWoods_ on the Twitter machine. Good afternoon, Mason. How we doing, sir?
I'm doing good today. Doing good. I have enjoyed the last couple of days of just like a bombardment of content from the Alabama football team because of this media day. This was a very cool week for Alabama football, allowing the media to get behind the curtain a little bit and talk to some of the guys. And, you know, I've enjoyed seeing some of the stuff that has been put out on Alabama Crimson Tide on SI from, you know, our friend Katie Windham, Will Miller, Hunter Desai, for everybody there doing a really good job. And then, yeah, I had a great time this weekend getting up to practice. you know, it was a little hot out there, but it could have been worse, definitely. And I got to see a little taste of what they're working on. You know, obviously they don't let us see a ton. Don't really let you see the nitty gritty, but you get to see some guys running through some drills. You get to see some a little bit of the team chemistry there, and I enjoyed that.
They don't want to be giving away the juice, Mason. They know if they let you stay out there, you're going to see it all.
I will sell those secrets to the rest of the SEC.
Absolutely.
The highest bidder, welcome.
Hugh Freeze coming into your DMs right sure. now.
Well, we know he doesn't have any money.
Right. Let's start with Saturday. Let's back it all the way up because we sure. talked to Theo yesterday about his time on Sunday. We were out of town, so you were there Saturday. What was maybe a couple of things that you took away? Obviously, they're a little longer than a minute and a half, but as you said, not the team periods. They were back in pads on Saturday, were they not?
Not in full pads. They were still in the shells. I guess Monday ended up being the first, or was it Sunday? They had a practice. Yeah, so Sunday ended up being the first day of full pads, I believe. But so still in the shells, you know, obviously most guys wearing the leg pads under their shorts. So they're basically in full pads anyway. They're all essentially treating it like they're in full pads with the way they're hitting each other out there. But yeah, I spent a lot of time standing over by the defensive line and the linebackers, the edge rushers who were over there. The first thing that really jumped out to me, I saw Tim Keenan talking up, I think it was Jeremiah Beeman, giving him a little bit of coaching there on the sideline. And then also, like, Christian Robinson is so, it seemingly at least, again, I was there for 15 minutes one day, but it seems like this coaching staff, him specifically, is very invested in ensuring that Justin Hill develops as a player and finds his way onto the field. In just the 10 to 15 minutes I was out there, there were, you know, three or four different moments where he specifically kind of stopped the drill to say, like, hold on, Justin, here's what we're doing. And he ran through it himself to show him exactly what we want to do. You know, he's fitting up to the guy. He's showing, here's what we want to do with our footwork. And he's obviously, you know, Justin Hill's sitting there kind of seemingly absorbing all of it. And then he'd make him run through again. And then if he didn't right, make him go through it again. So it really seems like they are, you know, I don't want to say like, putting all their eggs in one basket or anything, because I don't think that that's what they're doing at all. But I do think they are very invested in just making sure that he gets to, you know, reaches the level they think he can.
I think he's going to be a full player and apparently put on a lot of weight this spring and summer.
Just from the highlights that I remembered watching, you know, throughout his time, his commitment and everything, like, you know, and then to now seeing him on the field, he definitely looked a lot bigger, you know, just like bigger arms, bigger, taller, stronger, faster. He looked like a different player.
Yeah, so we're going to really look forward to seeing him get on the field in the Wolf Room, seeing really how the Wolf Room shakes out. I've been out of town, Mason, for the last handful of days, and my dog Abby wants to be a part of the show because she misses me. So we're going to have fun dealing with that.
Hey, another thing I noticed, and this is nothing groundbreaking, but just to kind of continue to reiterate what we've already talked about a little bit, defensive line, like the hands are just so incredibly violent from every member of this defensive line room. Like the way that they fire off the ball and hit these sleds, it's really jarring. Like it makes you jump a little bit. They hit it so hard. You kind of have to see it to really get it, you know, get it fully. But man, those guys are, I think that is going to be a dangerous unit.
I sure hope so, because if you step up and have a strong defensive line room and unit, then it really makes things a lot easier on the linebackers. I think last year, unfortunately, you had Deontay Lawson and Jihad Campbell really battling through blocks and battling to, you know, pick their spots. And maybe they took some risks last year in the run game. And if the defensive line is doing what they're supposed to be doing, that can make things easier on the linebackers. And so I'm hoping that they take a large step forward as a whole position room. And I think last year, going from the Saban system, the Womack system, took just some time to maybe understand what was really being asked of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do we want to get into today? I'm looking here at our videos. I was on the road back to Tuscaloosa, and we sent Hunter DeSiver, Will Miller, and Katie Tsoukalos to practice this morning. And then I got
a lot of really great stuff on the YouTube channel.
So if you're looking for the juice, it's right there on the Bama Central YouTube channel. You can see three different perspectives of practice. I know they were standing in three different areas, and so really appreciate them doing that. I got there in time to hear from Ryan Grubb, so that was nice. But look, it's still so early, and the part that we're seeing is still so curated that look, everything looks good. Everything looks great. It's a national championship team, 15-0. Nobody's going to beat them. X, Y, Z, A, B, C. They can't be stopped. And there is a little bit of that I do believe, but the negatives are being not hidden per se, but it's hard to see the negatives while they're not in full pads. They were in full pads Sunday, and then today not in full pads again. So they're still in this early acclimation period. They've got 15 more practices to go in fall camp, and then they'll have a real game week practice for Florida State. So still lots of just, hey, we're making sure that we know how to move on a football field.
Sure.
And I think there is high-level coaching happening in the technique portion, but that's really all we're able to see is the technique portion of the practices. What you getting into, girl? Okay, good. is the technique portion of the practices. I thought that Ryan Grubb's comments today were pretty interesting in terms of how it related to the running backs, because he was asked, hey coach, what do you see about the running backs? And he gave your generic complimentary, this guy, well, first it was Jam Miller.
Yeah, I saw Will Miller's tweet was, what was he asked, one question to describe the running back room or something like that, and Grubb just said Jam Miller.
Yeah, it was Jam Miller and then big old gap and basically the rest of them, and he complimented the rest of them on what they're doing well. But then I asked him, well coach, how many running backs do you think you'll be playing this year? How many running backs can this basically offense support? And he essentially went through and he essentially went through and was like, well, you know, we're lucky to have a lot of good running backs, X, Y, Z. But he said, well, it's probably going to be three. And so, Mason, we've been talking about running backs a lot, about Jam and about Richard Young and about Dreeland Washington and Daniel Hill. And, like, it's very clearly that Jam's going to be the 1A running back. And so you think about who's going to be the 1B and 1C, who's going to be filling that role of three running backs. And he was, you know, well, some games it might be different on different skill sets. But whoever it is, you're going to have your Jam and others. And so you're going to have these other three guys, Richard Young, Daniel Hill, and Dreeland Washington, all sort of vying to be that second and third. I think it keeps pressure on them. I think Dreeland Washington's skill set is so different from Daniel Hill and Richard Young that he's going to be in that group of three.
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree. I mean, you know, we've said it since he came here. Like, there was a reason they brought him in. They felt like they needed something in this running back room that they did not have prior to him being here. So they went out and got somebody that, you know, addressed whatever they felt they needed. It's obvious, like you said, Jam Miller is the guy. It is Jam Miller and everybody else in this running back room until maybe one of these guys proves himself as a, you know, better talent or whatever. But I just don't know, if you're Dre Washington, how you are keeping Daniel Hill and Richard Young off the field. You know, I just don't know how you are. And, you know, maybe it is, like you said, it's just his skill set is a little different than those two guys. He can maybe provide you some more options out of the backfield than those two can. And definitely, you know, way different skill set than Daniel Hill being 30 pounds lighter and 2-3 inches shorter. But I don't know. I think it's just going to be really hard to keep those guys off the field. I think the opportunities for Daniel Hill will come just because of the physical prowess and how impressive he is physically. You know, he's not Derrick Henry, but it's kind of like Derrick Henry light. You kind of have your own little mini version of him here in 6'1", 245. So I know that he'll get his opportunities probably in more short yardage goal line situations, but regardless, he'll get on the field. And Richard Young, I would think maybe him and Dre Washington are going to be more competing for splitting time, and then you kind of have Daniel Hill as your more specialty option there. But I really don't know. I think it's going to be hard for Dre Washington to keep those two guys off the field if he is, you know, maybe that second option that they want.
Yeah, I think that Jam's your first guy, and I think they see Dreeland Washington more as a home run hitter, more as a big play, speed guy, get him in the backfield in the passing game. And so it's really going to be Richard Young and Daniel Hill battling each other for who's going to be the battering ram, who's going to be the hammer.
I'm going to give that nod to Daniel Hill.
Well, yes, but you got a lot more experience with Richard Young. You remember he broke off a pretty nice run last year, 60, 70-yarder. Was that against Missouri? I think it was late in the game. So I think you got two running backs who are very, very similar. And I've got just a little thought. Do you just play one until the tread goes off, and then you sub the other one right in?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know. I do think they are pretty different, Daniel Hill. I mean, just looking size-wise, you know, Richard Young is 5'11", 212. Daniel Hill is 6'1", 245. So, like, I think they are pretty different backs, and I think that you can use them in different situations, kind of catered to each other's skill set. I certainly think you could just use them like that. I think they're both good enough to be that kind of running back where it's just, hey, we're going to run you until you're tired, and then we'll get the other guy in here. I think both of them can shoulder that load. I just don't know if it's necessarily the most efficient use of both of them.
Well, I think it's going to be fun to see how the running back room gets divvied up this year because I think you got a lot of good running backs. He complimented Dreeland Washington's pass protection, getting better at pass protection. And so I think that he's going to be really, really interesting to see how he's utilized because I think his skill set is more different than the other thing, than Jam Richard and Daniel Hill. I think he's shiftier and maybe has a little more long-range speed. And so I think that he's definitely going to be in the mix of one of the three. Jam is definitely the one. Sure. And so it's going to be between Richard and Daniel Hill for that third spot.
I do wonder, and again, it's nothing against Jam Miller. It's just I think Richard Young is very good. I do wonder if as we get into week 5, 6, 7, into maybe the back half of the season, if you start to see Richard Young encroach on those first team reps a little bit and maybe steal some shine from Jam Miller. Just because, you know, I already said it. I just don't know that that's a guy you can keep off the field. He is electric. We saw glimpses of it last season.
So that was a little comment on the running backs, and he was, complimentary to the offensive line, said that he's really impressed with the physicality, and complimentary to the quarterbacks. I mean, he didn't say anything bad about anybody, and why would they at this point? Why would they give anybody anything to, like, grip onto and turn into a story? But he said all the quarterbacks have been pretty consistent. He said it hasn't been huge upswings and downswings. They've been pretty consistent, which that makes it easier to game plan for. So I think the offense is in a good spot at the current moment. We're going to have another practice tomorrow, and then we will we got practice tomorrow, and then we won't be back out there until the 19th. We'll be there tomorrow at 9:20, and then the 19th at 9:20. So the show is going to get back on its track for early morning shows. Not early, but morning shows. Tomorrow will be in the afternoon, and then on Tuesday the 19th we'll do another afternoon show. But the rest of it should be pretty well off right there at that 8 a.m. slot.
This week and a half is going to be when all the decisions are really made. This is when the real practices are happening. Hey, this is when we're really getting down to the nitty gritty. All right, quarterbacks, we're throwing the fire at you. You better figure it out because whoever comes out on top is going to be our starter.
Oh yeah.
They gave us a date for when they wanted to have the starter named, right? Wasn't it the 19th? Am I making that up?
You're not making that up. That was insinuated. We hope to have a starter by then, but we don't really. Mm-hmm. We're not holding ourselves to that. You're not making that up. So we'll keep watching it. And I agree with you. I think that, you know, one more thing with the quarterbacks is he said, oh, no picks today, no interceptions today, and nobody was throwing it into dangerous areas. He said never anybody any really that close to throwing an interception. So look, if you got whoever you're playing at quarterback and they're not turning the football over, you're going to have a lot better chance to move the football down the field and score some points.
Most definitely. The one clip that I did see from, I believe it was in our YouTube video on Bama Central on the YouTube channel, It was all three. I think it was calling all three quarterbacks back to back to back, kind of throwing the same route. And man, look, I don't want to say, you know, it's one pass against air, but just the way the ball comes off of Austin Mack and Keelan Russell's hand is different. It just comes out. It's just got that extra little spice on it, you know, extra little zip. And Ty Simpson, he made a perfectly fine throw just as well. It was on target, probably would have been a touchdown, but it just didn't have that extra zip on it. Didn't have that, you know, had a little too much air under it.
You're just a hater. You're just a hater. Looking for the clips.
I don't know. I see another one here of him throwing to Ryan Williams. It is way underthrown here. Ryan's got to completely come to a stop and turn around to make the play on it.
Well, that's on purpose.
Well, it's not. we're underthrown. That one is absolutely cherry picked.
Yeah, we're underthrown the defense too.
Sure. I mean, I'll give you this. I did see in the, you know, in the same video from us from on the Bama Central YouTube channel, there was a couple clips. One of Austin Mack overthrowing a tight end up the seam looked like we were just kind of a classic case of a too tall quarterback throwing to a guy and just throwing it over his head. And then another one where he threw a ball into the corner of the end zone that pretty certain that would have been batted away. So, you know, I can be a little objective.
We still have 15 more practices to determine who the starting quarterback is going to be. Before we get to our guests, we need to address yesterday's college football coaches poll that none of the coaches filled out themselves. Mm-hmm. I basically told Theo yesterday not to pay attention to this. We were looking at Brett McMurphy's submission for his AP poll. And I said, well, the coaches poll is probably going to come out in the next couple of days too. And boom, later in the day, the coaches poll came out. The Alabama Crimson Tide, the lowest preseason ranking since 2008 when Alabama was unranked. Alabama coming in at number 8. Texas 1, Ohio State 2, Penn State 3, Georgia 4, Notre Dame 5, Clemson 6, Oregon 7, Alabama 8, LSU 9, and Miami is 10. Any instant reaction, Mason?
I think that's more than fair for this team, given what we saw last season. And how, you know, us and I think most of the national media is expecting a bit of a bounce back year for this Alabama team. I think I've kind of the general consensus I seem to see from the ESPNs and CBSs and the big kind of names out there is that, you know, this team is improved talent wise. So I think that's perfectly fair. Now, I hope that they turn it into a massive bulletin board chip on your shoulder. You know, look at that every day until you're number one. But I think it's fair.
I did just some research just as I was writing this yesterday to, you know, put the poll out. Sure. And we've got a new little word count on BamaCentral.com, so I had to go a little deeper. And I was looking at the preseason rankings over the years. They go back all the way to 92 with the coaches poll. So that was cool. But the Saban years, after Saban goes 12-2 in that 2008 season where they were unranked in the coaches poll going into the year because 2007 they were, what, 7-6? You go 09, 5, 10, 1, 11, 2, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 1, 1, 2, 3, 1, 1, 3, and then last year was 5. So it's just insane. You know, real easy for me to write lowest preseason ranking ever when all these other preseason rankings are 5, 3, 1, 2, 1, 1, you, 2, 1.
Did you see Saban's his picks for the SEC contenders this year? He really went out on a limb with it.
Alabama, Georgia, and Texas?
Alabama, Georgia, Texas, Florida, and I think he even threw South Carolina in there.
Well, he's got friends. he's got friends and former coaches all over the SEC.
Groundbreaking stuff, Coach. Thanks for the insight. Hey, here's the 5 best teams in the league. I think they've got a shot to win.
He doesn't want to upset any of his friends and former coaches.
Sure. I mean, he was spot on. He said Alabama, Georgia last year, didn't he? He was, well, not spot on, but pretty close.
Did he say Alabama, Georgia? Or
maybe
Georgia,
he did say Texas? Georgia, Texas. Maybe he did say Georgia, Texas.
I can't really remember. Just one other note here on the coaches poll. Florida State coming in at 48 with 8 votes.
Yeah, that's, again, more than fair. Nobody knows what this team is. It is a completely new team from what they were last year. That team could still be terrible. We don't know.
you ended up with what did I write down? Six SEC schools in the preseason college football coaches poll. Like I said earlier, Texas, Georgia, Alabama, 1, 2, and 3, just sporadically. And then you went LSU 9, South Carolina 13, Ole Miss 15, Florida 17, and Tennessee 18 rounds out all the SEC schools. Oklahoma was the first one up. Oklahoma
that's how we thought over Tennessee.
Were the first two up outside the top 25. So 26 and 27 were Oklahoma and Missouri. Auburn with 50 votes. That puts them at 28, 9, 31, or 32, based on my math. And let's see, anybody else in this other? Arkansas received 18 votes, and Vanderbilt received 3 votes. Vanderbilt at 49.
Disrespect. That's a top 30 team.
Well, we'll see. We'll find
out. Season's end.
So we'll find out soon enough. 25 days.
What we learned this week, Diego Pavia, what, he played with a torn hamstring last season or something, he told us? I think I saw that story this week come across my Twitter feed.
I think there was a little exaggeration on his end, but yes.
I think?
He hurt his leg in the Kentucky game, and he said he would, at the SEC media days, he said it was never right the rest of the season. So I do think he was dealing with a little something or another.
I am just so excited to watch this Vanderbilt team this year, and I never thought that's a sentence that would come out of my mouth. But man, all of the offseason just fodder surrounding, I mean, really mostly Diego Pavia. But really everything. I'm excited to see what they do. I sincerely hope that they can at least live up to a bit of the hype that they've kind of generated.
Well, let's take a little pivot here because we've had a lot of fun and we haven't seen too much practice. It's only the 15 minutes or so per day. We'll be back out there tomorrow. But we want to recap. Look, I was in Jasper, Alabama for the Star Spangled Bash. Made my ring announcing debut. It was a lot of fun. Actually, it was a blast up there. So we saw a great card in Jasper, Alabama for the Star Spangled Bash. They will be back in Jasper, Alabama this Saturday, Swan Gym, for Turn Up the Heat. And I want to find out what in the world is going to go on. So we saw the champion, the Alpha Alexander Lincoln, take down the irredeemable Aiden Andrews. Aiden was helped out by Damian Serotonin. So really, the Alpha had almost a handicap match. I mean, the ref did his best to hold everything together, but he defeated Aiden Andrews. So I want to find out what he's doing. But I also, I am beyond excited about New Era Wrestling coming back to Tuscaloosa in September, a special night in a special venue right before. Oh, I can't wait. So I don't want to spoil anything. Let's take a quick break and we'll welcome the Alpha Alexander Lincoln into the program to talk about what's next for him with the Openweight Championship and what's next for New Era Wrestling.
Northport Lions Club and St. Mark Church present a free health fair in honor of Dr. Norman and Jean Carlson Saturday, August 23rd, 8:30 till noon. That'll begin the St. Mark Family Life Center. Northport citizens can get free eye, hearing, and blood pressure screenings, diabetes testing, and more. Now, the first 100 people get a free biscuit and free Domino's pizza slices will be served at 11, along with free snow cones and drinks from Buffalo Rock. Sponsors include Alabama Lions Psych, Ascent Audiology, DCEH Regional Medical Center, West Alabama Food Bank, Special Olympics, Northport Police Department, U of A Institute for Rural Health, the Alabama Department of Public Health, and others. A Northport Fire Department truck will be on site, and there will be lots of fun kids' activities. The Northport Lions St. Mark Health Fair. See you Saturday, August 23rd.
You need length and girth in this league.
That's so perfect. I'm watching a video right now of Hugh Freeze from this Netflix SEC football series, and he's talking to the whole team. He is talking directly to the seniors and veteran players, basically telling them, "I'm sorry that you're not going to get to see how good we turn into, like how good we get." Like what a weird message. He says, "I'm sorry that you're not going to get to experience the fullness of this program over the next few years." What does that even mean?
You won't get to experience it either, Hugh Freeze. Let's just be honest.
buddy, like, what are you talking? He says, I have a text here from a linebacker, one of Auburn's senior linebackers, and it's, if we have to suffer to learn adversity this year or something like that, coach, I'm okay with it. Like, what? That's not real. He did not tell you that.
Well, let's find out. You need length and girth in the SEC, but you also need length and girth if you're stepping into the wrestling ring. And we're going to try to do that this way right now with the Alpha Alexander Lincoln. He just defeated the irredeemable Aiden Andrews, and he's going to be back in action. Well, we'll find out if he's going to be back in action at Turn Up the Heat. This Saturday, Swan Gym, New Era Wrestling is back at it in Jasper, Alabama for Turn Up the Heat. Good afternoon, Lincoln. Thank you so much for taking some of your time out of your busy training schedule and joining us today.
Thank you, guys. Always love being here. It's been too long.
Man, fall camp schedule has got us all turned around. We left the Star Spangled Bash and went basically straight to Atlanta for the SEC Media Days. And we were jumping in at four or five days in a row. And I've just been head spinning ever since. So I'm really, really looking forward to Saturday, taking my feet, you know, taking a little load off and enjoying Turn Up the Heat. Let's start right there before the big announcement of what's coming to Tuscaloosa. I see this Romeo and Mr. 1985, and I'm seeing all this, longtime rivalry. And, you know, I've only been watching New Era Wrestling for about February, March or so. So I'm not familiar with any of this long-term rivalry stuff, any of this all-time greatest New Era Wrestling matches stuff, but apparently we're revisiting a classic rivalry this weekend in Jasper, Alabama.
Yeah, that's right. So that was about the time, probably about I started training there when Romeo first came on the scene. It was the first or second show I ever went to. It was a cage match between Romeo and Cody Windham. And they did a top rope Spanish fly. And I was like, wow, I didn't think you would see things like that around here. It was crazy. But Romeo is, he's incredible. I think when you see him in person, you'll see what I'm talking about. He is an absolute animal. He has the total package. He's got the look. He's got the moves. I mean, he is a beast. His character, his entrance is great. You're really in for a special surprise. But he and Bubba had what many would say is the best rivalry, the most brutal or intense rivalry at New Era. I think that's probably true. If I'm not mistaken, the last time they wrestled, Bubba beat him with a hammerlock DDT, but he had pulled back the canvas and the padding off the mat. It was just the wood boards. It was intense, man. I think you're in for a special treat with Romeo's coming back to town for sure. I don't understand why he's not on TV Monday nights or Friday night. I mean, we'll see what you think when you see him. And see him work and see his whole deal. He's pretty popular. He comes up from Tampa, I believe. So he's worked all over Florida and all over, but he's really good.
All right, so you got Romeo Quevedo and Mr. 1985 at Turn Up the Heat. But for the champion, we saw you take down the irredeemable Aiden Andrews in really a match that you were cornered by the Dragon Syndicate. They brought out Damian Saratone. He tried to, you know, smack you with his belt, and you know, the ref, thankfully, one of the times the ref was actually paying attention, got you basically protected a little, just a touch, but you still had a huge fight on your hands, and you were able to come out victorious against the irredeemable Aiden Andrews. What's next for you? Will you be in action this week? Because it seems like you've kind of taken care of a threat here with Aiden Andrews. Will you be in action, or will you just be watching, taking notes on potential next competitors in New Era Wrestling?
No, I guess I'll give you you can have the scoop here. I think two Fridays ago at Pro South Wrestling in Piedmont, Pro South has a what's called members only, where you and they stream after the show for members only. The members only 2 weeks ago was a New Era gauntlet match to name the number one contender. It's available now on YouTube, on New Era's YouTube, so you can watch it. But I will give you the scoop Saturday at Turn Up the Heat in that Swan Gym. I will be defending the New Era Open Championship against Sleazy C, Cade Newton. So I've not wrestled him before. We were number one and two in the Rumble this year, but I have not had a match with him before. So, and he's got that vixen with him that comes out there. She's dangerous too. So everywhere I turn, it seems to be just constant peril. Outnumbered. I was, depending on who you ask, you know, I was shoved down the steps prior to the show, last show, and still not all the way back from that. So, but at 41, I'm still ticking. I'm still ready to go, and I'll have my boots on and ready to rock and roll Saturday.
Well, Caden's not anyone to mess with, so you're going to have to watch out for Sleazy C, Cade Newton, on Saturday at Turn Up the Heat this weekend, Jasper, Alabama, at Swan Gym. So we want to get everybody to get up to Swan Gym. It's right about an hour away. It's a really easy drive. And so, look, there's nothing really going on this Saturday anyways around Tuscaloosa. Yeah. There's nothing really to distract you on TV or locally, so it'll be great. It'll be a great time. But really and truly, Alpha, I've been telling everybody I know about what's going to happen coming up here in Tuscaloosa. So I don't really want to spoil anything further. I've teased it a couple of times on the show. Why don't you tell everybody what's coming to Tuscaloosa with New Era Wrestling?
Yeah, sure. No, I'm happy to. You know, ever since we did Crimson Clash back in March, I get asked all the time, when are we coming back to Tuscaloosa? Can't seem to get people to make the trip over to Jasper. I've been looking for a venue to do a show. And I was approached by some friends of mine recently purchased what I would call an iconic local venue. And they've remodeled it and renovated it. So what used to be the old Druid City Music Hall is now called Two Dimes. And it's an event venue on the strip. Yeah, it's a really, really cool spot. I think I was in there yesterday looking, and they're opening, I think on the 27th, they have their first act there. They have a lot of bands, a lot of national acts, a lot of country music stuff coming through there. So it's really a spectacular venue for pro wrestling. So New Era Wrestling will be back in Tuscaloosa for Crimson Clash Thursday, September the 11th at 8 o'clock that night. So that's the Thursday night before the Wisconsin home game that Saturday. So we are pre-selling now. So right now you can still get in there and pick your exact seat. I don't know how long that will last. For you, Joe, we do have a special promo code, Joe G, as usual. And that will get your listeners 20% off whatever they purchase. And I think that is valid through the 17th. Right now. So let's please push that out. We have, I think is going to be a great card. I think there's going to be some people on there that you haven't seen before. Some of the highlights. Well, I'll give you one highlight for people that you do know. We're going to have an Old Rose street fight featuring The Draw versus Modern Day Kings and Joe Wood. So you're familiar with those guys. A lot of the people that you are familiar with, like Brother Azrael, Christian Pierce, Aiden Andrews, Justin McKenzie, some of the ones you're not, Lucha Lacora is going to be there. Luchador, he's amazing. The Real Deal, Teriyaki, look him up. He's excellent. We do have a women's match on this card. Jazzy Yang, who's the daughter of Jimmy Yang, if you follow wrestling, she's excellent. But she's going to be competing against, if you watch TNA, you may be familiar with Gia Miller. She does a lot of backstage correspondent work and for TNA on television. She also wrestles, and so she's going to be performing against Jazzy Yang. She's actually a UA alumni.
Yeah. Roll Tide.
And a former FIMU at the university. So she was excited when we reached out to come back here and be a part of the show. So, yeah, I mean, I'm super excited. I'm super nervous at the same time, you know, but I'm ready to get this thing done, to get this. We were excited to launch the marketing yesterday. I think I sent you the flyer, and you can get the Eventbrite link, and you've got the promo code. So we're just trying to get the word on the street. You know, I don't quite know what to expect, to be honest with you. Thursday night on the Strip could be wild. So it could be a lot of Wisconsin people coming in town.
Oh, well, I think you will draw a really, really strong crowd. And I think that you're going to draw a lively crowd as well, looking for something to, what's going on in there? Every time I've been to Druid City Music Hall, the old Jupiter, it's been a fun time. They are going to be having Jamie Johnson perform there towards the end of August. Kind of gets them going. It's opening up as Two Dimes. Is that right? Is the new name?
That's right.
Place. If you guys are Googling either Druid City Music Hall or Two Dimes, will be the venue right next to the Waffle House, right across the street from Houndstooth. Really easy to get to, really easy venue. And I can't wait to see what a wrestling ring looks like in that venue. I think it's going to be a blast. And I think the crowd's going to be really, really hot. So I'm hopeful that everybody buys tickets right now. I'll be putting links out. I think I've already shared a kind of a basic link on my social media machines. You can find that. The promo code JOG will have it valid very soon. And we'll get it going. I cannot wait to get in there. Lincoln, how we feel about football season? I mean, by that time, Bama's going to be 2-0 going into it.
I don't want to be that guy. You know, I mean, I know this is y'all's career. This is what you do. I just, I don't know. I'm having a hard time. You know, I mean, I think that this roster is absolutely loaded. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. With the transfer, I think, getting Horton from Miami was big. And obviously, Ryan Williams and Jeremy Bernard coming back. I don't really know about tight end, you know, where that's going to be. But obviously, y'all were talking about the running backs. I think we're going to be fine there. I think if Daniel Hill climbs the ranks, then great. But I do think Jam is kind of a trusted hand, and Young can play. I think the offensive line is like, just really sound. I mean, Caden Proctor, I think my gut is that he's going to have figured it out. I mean, he kind of figured it out last year, but I think he's just even more impressive now. I expect that Will Conformby is going to have a really good year, because I feel like fortune favors those that, you know, he had a tough game against South Florida last year and dealt with all that. But I really feel like fortune favors those that ride through that and that don't disappear and don't quit, which he didn't. You know, I think he stayed, he worked. I know his family, I know his dad, you know, he's a first-class kid in, you know, off the football field, but I think he's going to really be a main guy this year. Defense, I'm really excited about the defense. I just won't, you know, I'm having a hard time seeing a lot of the coverage that I see. You know, they're like, oh, you know, here's Ty Simpson throwing the ball. Looks good. You know, all this stuff. I'm like, you know, we lost to Vanderbilt last year. So I don't really care about, like, how we look running, you know, 7-on-7 against air, you know. So I'm just ready to be shoved. I'm ready to have it shoved in my face. You know, the older I am, the happier I am to be wrong. So I want it rubbed in my face how wrong I am. But I think that – Grubb's a big deal. I think that was probably the plan all along, to have him, and that didn't work out the previous season. I also think history favors people like Ty Simpson, that, you know, kind of, I mean, if not just at Alabama, but I think if you kind of go back through the seasons of college football and find the guys that waited their turn, I think, you know, history favors those players, you know, just the experience they get, the mental maturity, the physical maturity that they go through, I think it benefits them a lot. So I think I think we have all the pieces to do, you know, go as far as we want to. I kind of like being ranked number 8. I'm so glad they didn't rank us number 1 or number 2, because it really doesn't matter, because you just have to win your games. If you win your games, you don't have to worry about your ranking, you know. So going to Georgia is going to be tough. I think going to South Carolina this year is going to be something. Do we go to LSU this year? No, they come here this year.
They got to come here and play at night.
Great. Tennessee's here. This is that year where Tennessee's here, and we go to Auburn this year.
Yes.
That'll be tough. So Auburn, South Carolina, Georgia. That's tough. I think we have to win two of those, don't we? Probably.
Yeah, you're going to want to come away with victories. And
if you run the table, can you lose two of those games? I don't know. Maybe, you know. We'll see. We almost got in last year after we disgraced ourselves at Oklahoma. So. Anyways, I'm excited, though. I mean, I love football. I'm excited to be doing a show the weekend of a home game, see how that goes. I want it to become a thing. You know, I want to be able to do this and be a part of the football season, hopefully. So
that would be such a blast. We need to, teach somebody in New Era Wrestling the Wisconsin fight song. If I need to get up there and sing it to get everybody booing, we can make it happen.
They have to jump around.
Oh, exactly. If you get Wisconsin fans in there, you play jump around, that place will go nuts.
Yeah. Well, you never know. There may be somebody from Wisconsin on our card that comes out sporting some Wisconsin gear, you know.
It's going to be such a great time. September 11th, right there at Two Dimes, the old Druid City Music Hall is going to be Crimson Clash. The card looks stacked, looks loaded. You can get tickets on Eventbrite. You can get tickets on Eventbrite for this Saturday's event, Turn Up the Heat, right there in Jasper, Alabama. So put both these events on your calendar. This Saturday, August the 9th, Turn Up the Heat. You'll be able to see the Alpha, Alexander Lincoln, take on Sleazy C, Caden Uten for the Openweight Championship. And then we will see him on Thursday, a special Thursday show, September 11th, for Crimson Clash Part 2, right there on the strip. So it's going to be a blast. And I cannot wait to be a part of it and to see it and just yell and enjoy some wrestling. Lincoln, man, I thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And I'll see you Saturday, and I'll see you again on that Thursday. So,
yes, you will. It's going to be a blast. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Mason, what you think? A bunch of inebriated folks on the strip.
That's going to be perfect. That's exactly what I'm hoping to get out of that event. I will be telling as many people as I can about it to try to get some folks there, you know, so try to get some of my friends there also. It sounds awesome. Like, the one event they had here in Tuscaloosa was amazing. We had a great time. I've been to a couple of the ones there in Jasper. They're also extremely fun. But this the Tuscaloosa crowd was especially special last year, but earlier this year, I guess. Would love to see that again, and I'm sure with it being a home weekend down there right on the strip, it's probably going to be even better.
They say, now obviously it's subject to change, but they say they're going to put the ring in the pit of the Druid City Music Hall and have seating around it. So I think it's going to be, special.
I'm looking here at the poster for it, and it looks great. Like whoever did it, you know, we got the Alpha right there up front and center as he should be. Poster looks great for the event.
Well, we're going to get out of here for the day. I've got a few more things to write, and I think people are waiting on me, Mason, for a transcript, for transcribing some of Ryan Grubb. So I've gotten a few text messages. Hey, is this coming? Yes, it's coming right now. I'm about to transcribe the first part of Ryan Grubb, and have a great rest of the day. We're going to be back tomorrow on the Joe Gaither Show about the same time, 1:30 or so, after we get done with practice. And I believe tomorrow is Kane Womack. Yes, Kane Womack will be speaking at 11:45. So we will power through and see you tomorrow right here on the Joe Gaither Show. Follow Mason Woods at MAWoods_, myself at JoeGaither6, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on Bama Central and BamaCentral.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's edition of the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. Keep up with Joe on all his social media pages at JoeGaither6. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and be sure to read us daily at BamaCentral.com.
This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Lux Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced.
drip coffee, rich. Cold brew, in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.